This is a follow-up to From Unity to O3DE, multi-camera streaming at 1080p. That post covered the initial migration. This one covers what happened when we tried to make it fast. We had three cameras rendering at 1920 by 1080 via O3DE's render to texture pipeline, each streaming H.264 over UDP through GStreamer. It worked. The problem, 20 FPS. The GPU was 85% idle. Something was burning 50 milliseconds per frame, and it wasn't rendering. This post documents the systematic hunt for those milliseconds. Section, the setup. Three render to texture pipelines in O3DE's Atom renderer, each with its own view, rendering to separate output images. A GStreamer stream component reads back each camera's output via attachment readback and pushes frames through AppSource-NVH264-RTPH264-UDP-Sync. Everything runs in a headless Docker container on an RTX 3060 laptop. Section, the baseline. First, establish what costs what. The rendering itself is essentially free. Three extra full main pipeline render graphs at only 1 millisecond. The entire 18 milliseconds overhead comes from the readback path. Section, attempt 1, producer consumer encode. Hypothesis, the readback callback runs MempP, 8 megabytes per frame, and GStreamer on the main thread. Moving that off should help. Implementation on readback complete enqueues a shared underscore PTR to the pixel data into a lock-free queue. A dedicated AZSTD thread pops items and does the MempP plus GStreamer push. Result, main thread CPU dropped from 70% to 21%, but frame time unchanged at 50 milliseconds. The Vulkan graphics queue thread became the new bottleneck at 70% CPU. Lesson, the encode was never on the critical path. We moved work off the main thread, but the frame time is set by the slowest stage in the pipeline. With the encode off the main thread, the graphics queue submission became the limiter. Section, attempt 2, parallel compile producers. Hypothesis, frame compile producers iterates all 160 scope producers, 40 passes x4 pipelines, sequentially. Parallelizing them should help. Implementation, patch compile producers to dispatch each scope's compile resources to AZ job completion workers. Result, no effect. Worker threads showed less than 1% CPU. Each scope's compile resources completes in microseconds. The per job overhead exceeds the work itself. Lesson, the bottleneck isn't in compile resources. The scope compile is cheap per scope. Section, attempt 3, round robin readback. Hypothesis, three readback scopes per frame cost 3 times. Only reading back one camera per frame, cycling, should cut the overhead to 1/3. Implementation, m_tick_count%m_cameras.size == i_guard_on_request_readback. Result, no effect. Same 50 milliseconds. Lesson, the overhead isn't proportional to the number of readbacks per frame. It's a fixed cost of having readback objects registered in the frame graph. Section, attempt 4, ephemeral readback. Hypothesis, persistent attachment readback objects keep their scopes registered in the frame graph across frames, adding overhead even when idle. Creating and destroying them per frame should help. Implementation, create a fresh attachment readback in each on tick. Capture the shared underscore PTR in the callback lambda so it lives until the callback fires, then gets destroyed. Result, no effect. 50 milliseconds. Lesson, the scope gets added to the frame graph the moment readback output is called and costs its full overhead within that same frame. Object lifetime doesn't matter. Section, attempt 5, copy queue. Hypothesis, the readback scope runs on the graphics queue. Moving it to the dedicated transfer queue, NVIDIA RTX 3060 has a separate transfer queue family, should overlap with graphics work. Implementation, patched attachment readback scope producer function no data constructor to pass our HI hardware queue class copy instead of graphics. Verified the Vulkan backend already supports it. Result, no effect. 50 milliseconds. Confirmed with recompile of libatom rpi private.so. Lesson, the scope is still in the same frame graph regardless of which queue it targets. The frame graph compiler processes all scopes, It doesn't know or care about the hardware queue class when resolving dependencies and allocating resources. Section Attempt 6, Persistent RTT Output. Hypothesis: the RTT output is a transient image that gets allocated / deallocated each frame. Making it persistent, imported lifetime with attachment image, might reduce the readback scope's allocation overhead. Implementation: patched render to texture build internal to create the output as attachment lifetime type imported with a persistent attachment image from the system attachment pool. Result: partial improvement for one camera, 50 milliseconds - 40.7 milliseconds, -18.6%. But with three cameras, back to 50 milliseconds. Lesson: the persistent image helps per scope, eliminates transient allocation, but the total overhead scales with the number of scopes. 3 cameras x 6 milliseconds per scope compile equals 18 milliseconds, back to the same cost. Section, Attempt 7, Batched Readback Scope. Hypothesis: 3 separate readback scopes equals 3 times compile overhead. One shared scope that round robins across cameras should cost 1/3. Implementation: batched readback class with a single attachment readback instance shared across all cameras. Only one scope registered in the frame graph. Round robin which camera gets read back each frame. Result: no effect. 50 milliseconds with a single scope. Lesson: the 18 milliseconds is the fixed cost of having any attachment readback scope in the frame graph, regardless of count. One scope costs the same as 3. Section, Attempt 8, Frame Capture Request Bus. Hypothesis: maybe the public frame capture request capture pass attachment with callback API has a more efficient internal path. Result: same 50 milliseconds. It uses attachment readback internally. Section, what we actually measured. The GPU fence wait between frames, 4 to 6 microseconds. The frame's in-flight system, 3 frame ring buffer, is already working. GPU is never blocking the CPU. Per thread CPU usage with producer consumer. The main thread is free. The GPU is free. The encode is free. The bottleneck is the command queue process queue thread doing VK queue submit for all the scopes, including the readback scope. Section, the root cause. Attachment readback adds a scope to O3DE's frame graph via import scope producer. Every frame, the frame graph compiler processes this scope. 1. Resolves its attachment dependencies against all other scopes. 2. Allocates transient resources, staging buffer. 3. Builds the execution schedule. 4. Compiles its shader resource groups. 5. Records its command buffer. 6. Submits via the graphics queue. Steps 1 to 4 happen on the main thread during frame compile. Steps 5 to 6 happen during frame execute. The total, 18 milliseconds of fixed overhead, regardless of how many images are copied or which queue is used. This is fundamental to O3DE's architecture. The frame graph compiler doesn't distinguish between a readback scope and a render scope. Both get the full compile treatment. Section, the fix that would work. The copy needs to happen outside the frame graph, after frame and frame. This requires 1. Making the RTT output image persistent. We prove this works. Rendering is unaffected. 2. After end frame. Recording VKCMD copy image to buffer into a command buffer on the dedicated transfer queue. 3. Using a semaphore to synchronize. Graphics queue signals when rendering is done. Transfer queue waits before copying. 4. Mapping the staging buffer on the CPU and pushing pixels to GStreamer. This bypasses the scope system entirely. The estimated cost, DMA copy time, 1 milliseconds for 8 megabytes at PCIe bandwidth, instead of 18 milliseconds of frame graph compilation. This is an engine-level change, not something achievable from gem/plugin code. The right path is a contribution to O3DE, adding a direct readback mode to render to texture pass that copies the output to a persistent staging buffer within the existing render scopes command list. Section, what we shipped anyway. Despite not beating the 18 milliseconds wall, 3-camera RTT streaming works end-to-end at 20 to 22 FPS via GStreamer. Producer-consumer architecture decouples encode from the main thread. Config-driven, all camera positions, FOVs, ports, encoder settings from YAML. 6 engine patches documented with measurements for each. The the exact bottleneck identified with profiling data at every level. The profiling methodology, fence timing, per-thread CPU measurement, elimination testing, with slash without readback, engine instrumentation, is reusable for any O3DE performance investigation. Section, numbers. The gap between 32 milliseconds, no readback, and 50 milliseconds, with readback, is the engineering opportunity. 18 milliseconds of scope compilation overhead, recoverable with a targeted engine change that doesn't touch the rendering path at all.